Tell me a Parsha story.
Welcome to Parsha Pals.
David loved hiking and being in nature, and he spent lots of his free time taking friends along and walking through beautiful, beautiful trails and seeing such magnificent sights. As David continued to get stronger and stronger in his hiking, he started climbing mountains, and he found a group of about 10 other men who were really committed to mountain climbing, and they decided that they were going to try to climb to the top of Mount Greatness. Mount Greatness is called Mount Greatness because of how large it is. Now, David knew that it was going to require a lot of training. Not just a week, not just a month, even years to build the skills necessary to get to the top of Mount Greatness. And he asked these other 9 fellows, "Are you in? Are you ready to commit? In rain and sun and sleet and snow, are you going to be ready to do this?" And they said, "Yes, we are in." And all of these men started training. They started every morning with 100 push-ups. They bought all different kinds of equipment. They practiced rock climbing. They practiced in mountains and all different areas on many, many different trails. And they practiced with ropes, and they practiced with chisels, and they practiced with sleeping outdoors in all different conditions. And after 3 years, this group, this team was ready. They said goodbye to their families. They said, "We'll see you in about a month. We hope we'll be able to make it in a month. And we'll be back with lots of stories to share." And each of the members left and started out as a group. Whew. It took days and days that led into weeks and weeks. It was hard, very, very hard. They had to sleep sometimes in places in the mountain where it was broiling hot, and other nights where it was freezing cold. Sometimes they just felt like they couldn't do it, but they pushed each other and encouraged each other. They used the ropes, they used the chisels, they used all the different tools. "Can we do it? Can we do it? We can, we can, we can do it." Oh, it was so hard. Some days they really, really felt like giving up, but they kept going. They tried to eat calorie-packed snacks to give them extra bursts when they needed it. They tried to sing songs with one another to encourage them when they needed that. And finally, finally, one Wednesday, the summit was within sight. It took them 12 hours to get to the top. And the feeling of exhilaration when they got there was incredible. It was years and years of work and weeks of climbing. And the entire group of 10 made it to the summit, made it to the top. When they got there, after they sat down and ate and had some water to drink, they noticed something. Could that be? Could it be? They looked again, and their eyes went boing. There was a 10-year-old boy sitting in a very relaxed manner on top of Mount Greatness, eating an apple. They looked at the boy and they said, "Hello, how in the world did you get up here? We've been practicing for years and years and years. We're adults. How are you here? Tell us your story. And the boy looked at them and said, Hi, my name is Mikey. I'm not quite sure what you mean by your question. How did I get here? I was born here. This is where I grew up. Oh. And in that moment, David and all of the other climbers had learned one of the most important lessons of their lives. Some mountains in life, we work very, very hard to climb. And for another person, they were born with it. They were born there. They didn't have to work hard to accomplish that. And for somebody else, it will require a lot of effort. In this week's parsha, Moshe teaches the Bnei Yisrael not to say, Kochi ve'otzem yadi asali es hachayil hazeh, because of my strength, because of my greatness, I accomplished this. Every person starts from a different starting point. Some people are on top of one mountain, some people are on top of another mountain, and some people aren't on a mountain at all. One person has great strength in reading. Another person has great strengths in memorizing. Another person has great strengths in physical ways and can lift really heavy things and play ball really easily. And for somebody else, it might be drawing. Now, we develop these strengths, but our strengths, the mountains that we're born on, those are gifts from Hashem. That's nothing to brag about. We have to use those gifts, use those talents, develop them, and bring so much goodness to the world with them. In that make-believe story about David and his friends getting to the top of the mountain and finding a boy that lived there, they learned that for that boy, it was nothing. And they had spent years and years and years training. Let's not brag about where we're born and what we have and which mountains we're already on top of. Let's work hard to strengthen ourselves in those areas, to operate from strength without bragging, and to develop other areas and to help different friends develop and help them from our place of strength. In that way, we can become people that aren't braggers, but are doers, that are grateful for the gifts that Hashem gave to us. Shabbat Shalom to all.